The gospel today is our Lord gives us these likenesses of the kingdom of heaven, and he talks about the man who finds the treasure buried in the garden, in the field, and somebody who finds the pearl of great price, and then the ones who separate out all the things that they caught in the net. And you recognize, first of all, that there's a major difference between those two things, the first two and the last one. The last one, it's just a whole bunch of stuff gets hauled in, and everything gets separated out, the good from the bad. The first two, however, are entirely different. In those cases, there is one singular thing that is extraordinary. Not just a net full of a little of this and a little of that and everything else in between, but there was a treasure that is buried. There is the one pearl of great price. When you think about what that implies, that these people would go and sell everything that they have in order to obtain it. Obviously, the thing that they found is worth more than everything else that they own combined. Why else would they go and sell everything that they have to buy that one field or that one pearl? Now, you could say, well, maybe the pearl, the guy who's the merchant, is planning on turning around and selling it, making a huge profit. Could be. Then he can buy all kinds of other stuff to replace all the stuff that he just sold in order to buy the pearl. But it may be that he's just a collector. And even there, having that one pearl that was so astounding was still worth more to that guy than all of his furniture and his house and everything else. And the same is true with the field. What this man found buried in the field, on one hand, you could say, well, he could have just taken it. He found it. He could have stolen it. Obviously, he's an honest man. He just buried it again, went and bought the field. But in order to do it, he had to sell everything so that he could find something of far greater value. And that's the question then that comes down to each one of us, of what value is Jesus? Is he more valuable than everything else? Or is he just one among others? We cast out the net, we pull in Jesus, we pull in a bunch of other things too, and yeah, we can separate them out, and I guess, you know, it's good that we got the Lord. Or can we look at him and say, he is the buried treasure. He's the pearl of great price. He is worth everything else that we have and more, infinitely more in this case. That being the situation, are we willing to let everything go in order to have him? Now again, you look at the net and you can have him without having to let go of everything else. That's where Jesus is part of your life. If you want Jesus to be your life, that means you have to let go of everything else. Have to be willing to give it all up in order to get what is of infinite value. Something more valuable than everything else combined. And that's what we have. Even if we look at the greatest things that are there, not the material things, they are all gifts from him. So do we want to get caught up in the gift? Or would we prefer to be caught up in the giver? That's the thing that we need to look at. It's so easy to get caught up in the gift. But the giver is a far greater value than the gift. And that's what's being offered to us. It's not just the belief that God exists. It's not the knowledge even that our Lord is the Savior of our souls and the Redeemer of the world. It's that he is giving himself to us as a gift. And he's right there, buried in the depth of our soul, the truly pearl of great price. But do we really want him in that way? we can just keep walking by the field as we tend to do day after day after day. And you can even know, you know what, in that field over there, there's a treasure that's worth infinitely more than everything else that I've got. But I'm not willing to give up everything else that I've got in order to get it. But I know it's there. That's nice. What are we going to do about it? So that's where we have to look at it and say, really, how much is the Lord worth to me? Do I want that field? Do I want the treasure that is in that field? Do I want that pearl of great price? Is it worth that much to me? That's, we have to each one answer that question for ourselves. We have many things that the Lord has given to us. We have a whole lot of things that the devil has given to us and the world has given to us. That's like the net that's cast out there. It's full of all kinds of stuff, good, bad, and ugly. And yeah, we can separate them out. We can say, I want to hang on to all the good stuff. That's good. But we're still not choosing the best. We've chosen the good, but not the best. The best is the Lord. The best is Jesus. Are we really choosing him wholeheartedly? That's what he told us. Love him with our whole heart and soul and strength. He told us that where our treasure is, there's where our heart is going to be. What is the treasure? If you think about those analogies, this guy who wanted that pearl, and he was serious about wanting what he wanted. And we see that in the worldly people. They want this or that or the other thing. They're willing to do whatever they need to do to be able to get it. For what? To be able to show it off and say, look what I've got. Look at that shiny new thing hanging on my wall. I paid a fortune for that thing. And everybody can go ooh and ah, and who cares? Because when the guy dies, the thing is still hanging on the wall. Yeah, and maybe his kids get to have it. So what? Big deal. You choose Jesus, and you die. You get the treasure. You get the pearl. You get everything. You get the giver of the gifts. It doesn't leave, you don't leave it behind. You go to it. It is yours forever. And so if that's what we're going to strive for, not something that is just some material, shiny new thing that we can show off, but something of true value, something of eternal value and infinite value, that is what the Lord is offering to you. And he is right there, dwelling inside of you. It's just most of us, well, we've got, I guess using the analogy, we've got a net full. And you can't even see him in there. He's in there somewhere, but it's under all that other stuff that got pulled in the net. He's just one thing among the many and buried under it all. So we've got to get it all dug out. Got to get rid of all the stuff that's in the way. And some of that's really good stuff. But if it's in the way, then it's not so good anymore. It's not good for us. So that's, again, where the choice becomes difficult. Yeah, we want Jesus, but we want all of our other stuff too. No, we want Jesus. That's what matters. That's the treasure. That's the pearl. That's what he's offering to us. And he's right there for us to be able to find him. So ask. Ask him to prepare your heart. Ask him to give you that desire. Because that's where it has to come from. If you had no idea that a pearl was of anything that was valuable, you could look at a valuable pearl and go, oh, that's cool, whatever. But if you were a pearl merchant, you'd be saying, no, I need that one. Well, you can look at Jesus and go, yeah, that's nice. But if you know anything, it's like, no, that's the one I want. That's what I need. That's the choice each one of us has to make. Do we really, really want Jesus? He is the buried treasure in the depth of our heart. He is the pearl of great price, and he is all yours if you choose it.